section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
From Skull Creek, Wyoming, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Stripper Blues, IBWIP News Bulletin, Tales from Retails, Terry's Top Rope Travels, Freestylin' and Profilin', and my blueprint for the double-decker car seat with your co-host, The Voice, Intern Heather, and me, No Chance Jason. And now your host, Boo Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode, what are we at? 221. That's the sign of the devil. 221. I am your host of Podcasting God.
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and we have an amazing show lined up. We are gearing up for what is going to be the biggest road trip in IBWIP history. And I am super pumped. Jason said, we have to do two more episodes before we go. And I said, no, we don't. And he said, yes, we do. And I was like, we can take a day off. No, he said. So
slave driver.
It did not happen. So let me introduce my co-hosts for this evening, my little goblins, so to speak, since we're still in the month of October. And that means we're going to... This is the first time we've ever done five straight Halloween episodes. And you thought we'd run out of content.
We've done five gay ones before.
Oh, yeah.
Five straight?
Never. Done five straight ones. First, she's lovely, and she is the woman who always has a journal with her. She shares her feelings. She writes stuff down. But most of all, she always gives us plenty of IBWIP news. Here she is with her favorite backup, Intern Heather.
Yay!
Oh, were you...
I was giving thanks, Correct Answer Ghost.
Correct Answer Ghost.
I was waiting for Correct Answer Ghost. It was all right, though. We got two more episodes together. It's going to be good.
Your guys' relationship is really bonded.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I turned into a goblin for him, so.
Would you date Correct Answer Ghost?
Really depends.
Oh, we ran out of music.
Just stop. Just, no more.
That was not a fade out or anything. That was abrupt.
A hard cut.
Here. There we go. All right. My next co-host sits across from me. 4 weeks he's going to have in a row.
What?
By the end of this ordeal.
We're taking it back.
He's had more time on the mic in the past week and a half than even I have ever done in 1 week.
What can I say? I like to talk.
He is the one and only, The Voice.
Hello, Dustin. Everybody. Happy Halloween.
That scared me.
Yeah. It's okay. You can see me.
I know.
They can't, so it should be scarier for them.
It should not scare you. And
whoa.
Then, all right, now this next guest, or not guest, your actual co-host. Yes. Our co-host.
Oh, you got downgraded.
I don't know what I'm doing. Our co-host for this evening, there's so much to do here. There's so much stuff to get rigged up.
Got a lot of buttons.
A lot of buttons to push. So let's play the song and then introduce him.
Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's Bobcat Goldthwait.
Happy birthday to you.
Grover and all of us at IBWIP wish you a very, 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 very happy birthday. It is hashtag rename Jason.
Thank you, everyone.
Happy birthday to you.
Is that really Grover?
It's Grover.
We've had a lot of birthdays the last few episodes.
Yes, we have. The IBWIP budget is completely blown.
Oof.
Yeah.
But we have special stuff for... First off, we last... Heather had a princess hat.
Oh, he's got a dunce cap.
But for you, we've got a very, very festive
party hat.
Oh, geez, that's
party hat for you.
Party hat.
It's probably going to be pretty painful.
Yeah. That hurts. Oh, Christ.
You did have a blow up like lifesaver sword, but I blew it all the way up, and there was a hole in it, so it just kept coming. So I tried to duct tape it, and then I needed.
I still want it.
Well, it's gone. And we have a special presence here.
Oh boy, presents too.
There should be three.
You're Thuper.
You're Thuper Duper. There's three presents in there.
Man of Steel, bold, strong, and fearless. I hope there's a present for you. Oh, is this the okay? This is the most recent Superman,
correct,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That'd be great if it was like the Brandon
Reeve.
Routh.
Oh
Superman,
yeah, the one one-off. Nobody wants.
Oh my lord! Look at all these bottle caps.
Those are from me.
Holy Christmas!
There may be some you already have, but I tried to hook you up.
No,
with...
I'm seeing some for real. Oh, there's a lot I don't have. Oh, this is great.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A lot of them have like little places where glue was ripped off and magnets were ripped off.
I don't think so.
Okay, because some of these look really familiar, like I just gave them to you for
no.
your birthday.
I gave you one that you gave me because I thought you only had the one, so I hooked you back
the
up.
The Coney
so you,
Island
yeah,
one?
Yeah, the Coney Island one. So you can make one for yourself
look at that
now.
That one's got a foot on it.
Yep, that's big. That's a Bigfoot 2015 from Sierra Nevada.
I love
that's
it.
Another barley wine.
Jeez. I love it, and I love
you're I'm nerdy. Sorry I'm stuck in beer mode
you're,
this week.
Okay.
Wow. And more, too.
Yeah, one's from Heather and one's from me.
This is flat.
That's going to be from Heather.
It feels like it might be a journal.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Open it up. And it's Robert Strand, Moments to Give. Moments for Friends, Memorable Snapshots for a Timeless Relationship. I'm going
to... We figured you need to work on your friendship skills.
Yeah.
Am I a bad friend?
It's like a daily affirmation for friends.
Oh, yikes.
No, you can always be better, that's all.
Okay.
Especially okay. with daily affirmations of love and devotion.
Bottle caps were right up my ballywick, but now I'm starting to think I'm a bad friend.
And the bottom one was from Molly, Eli, and myself.
I can't wait till we get to talk about this cake that's here.
And Eli cannot wait for you to...
Feels like graham crackers, that's going to be my guess.
Oh.
It's not. It's ramen noodles.
This will make sure that you eat for another week.
Top ramen.
Because I go to the store and I always have to pick, because it's the cheapest, I always have to pick bottom ramen. But this is the top ramen.
That's
here.
Top shelf ramen.
This is the best ramen there is. And is it chicken flavor?
Yeah, it's chicken.
You guys know me so well.
There's nothing else I would give you but chicken flavor.
Bok bok.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Wow.
And
I'm a lucky boy.
The final, we'll get all this out of your way here for you. The final. Hurrah, I guess, for you is Miles painstakingly produced this wonderful cake for you. There'll be pictures of it throughout the land, but why don't you go ahead and describe the cake for everyone?
It's boobies. It's boobies cake.
It's
big
huge,
round mounds.
Big round mm-hmm. mounds.
Clearly fake.
I don't know.
These go with a story. Molly spent about 3 hours with this fondant. I don't know what the deal is, but it was a real pain in the butt. So it's white cake with the fondant. I suggested we have chocolate, but she thought that would
because of recent proclivities?
Yes.
Okay.
Last night, since you're not on Facebook, you're not on Instagram, you're not on any social media, I thought, oh, it'll be safe if I just post this picture.
Mm-hmm.
I was really proud of Molly because I said about 3 weeks ago, I said, hey, we should make a boob cake for him.
Why not?
And I go, can you do that? And she's like, yeah. I was like, okay. But so I was so excited, first of all, because we were going to present it to you. Mm-hmm. Second of all, because Molly did an awesome job.
I'm
kind of jealous. So I posted it to Facebook. And within 5 minutes, I got an alert from Facebook saying that it had been... someone had
inappropriate
tagged it as inappropriate and that they were investigating. So I just want
people don't like cake.
People don't like women's bodies.
Well, at least
women's
we know
nipples.
People are looking at the Facebook page.
That's true. So then I took it off, but it was on the Instagram, my Instagram too.
Yeah.
And so it technically was still on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And there was quite the, you know, I post stuff about our GoFundMe. I post links about the show. Never get as many comments and likes as I do about these cake boobs.
Maybe we should make that a reward.
Maybe make cake boobs.
GoFundMe. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe we should make it a change in our show format. Just have erotic cakes every episode.
Yes.
Molly, guess what? You got your own podcast. It's called the Erotic Cake Podcast. All right. So Eli is anxiously awaiting to be able to eat some of this eye cake.
They're eyeballs because Eli is 7.
Right.
Years
so.
Old.
You probably got a good mm-hmm. angle. Go ahead, and there is a sword that you use to cut.
I'm backing up.
I think there is a...
Are we doing a video?
Like
video
time.
You can take a picture while you're doing the video.
The artist Salvador Dali, I think, is mainly known for paintings.
Slicing up eyeballs.
But just like the Pixies and Frank Black once said, slicing up eyeballs, which is... it's How do you feel about slicing up eyeballs, Eli?
Not bad.
Not bad?
All right, here we go.
Down the middle.
Oh, right on the nip. Right. The pupil.
Right on the rods and cones. I can hear him screaming.
Goodness. Oh, yes.
Look at that.
And then give it a whack the other way. And
I'm going to whack this eyeball.
Eli probably doesn't need that big a piece of cake, does he?
No.
All right.
You never know.
You and him can share. He's going to.
There we go.
Look at this guy.
Ooh, that was a good shot of the Celebrate knife.
Dustin, you have the.
Yeah,
you have the,
right there.
You have the plates and the napkins over by you.
Yes, I do.
So we'll. Oh, my Lord. It's,
that's a really pretty after the cut, though, too.
Good form. Now it just looks like
there's a center mark for it. So. You did all the work for me.
So we'll leave Dustin in charge of passing out or something, or at least
I have to pass out.
Well, not pass out, but get this kid his piece of cake.
Dustin
before
has to pass out before we can.
Oh my Lanta!
We're halfway there with this beer you're drinking.
So as we go ahead and dish out the cake to everyone, Jason. You have a story of a place you've been and what you've been up to, don't you?
I think most of the people who listen to this show, all five or six of them, think I probably exist only in this show, but I don't. I go out in the world and I do things.
Really?
I do.
Jason, I'm surprised.
Right. I'm not on social media, so people think I just disappear and then reappear when I come to this show.
You just sit in a dark room.
I sit in a dark room. And I think we've actually briefly touched on this before, and it was, I think Dustin may have talked about it, but the Peoria has a new 8-bit beer cade where they have a nice variety of beers, which is again right up his alley.
Yep.
And then a bunch of arcade games from like the late 70s to like the mid 90s, and they're all free. You can go in there for like an hour and a half, just
as long as you're drinking, can play for free.
That's right. And you've been there before?
Yes, I have.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was fun. Some of the games were out of order, but I saw yesterday they got Street Fighter 2 up and running again, so they're working on it.
Great games in there. They got some old Superman games.
Rampage.
Rampage is in there. Marvel versus
even the fondant
Capcom.
Tastes good.
WrestleMania.
Which is surprising.
Yeah, fondant usually does not taste great.
I had fondant that had NSYNC's face on it. Not yummy.
It's because Molly didn't make it for you.
That's probably why.
That's what it was. She put love in this one.
So if any,
I think I taste the love.
If any of our listeners have any cake requests, I think Molly's now in business.
She's filling orders.
Erotic cakes.
But I would suggest if you're in the Peoria area, check out the Beercade. It's
for
pretty
sure.
Cool. There's just it's a bunch of people about my age, probably like mid-20s to like about 40, just hanging out, playing video games they remember from their past.
It's a great idea if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
What are people going to do? You know, hey, what's going to keep them in your bar buying more beers? Hey, give them free video games to play. They're going to stay there all day.
And they play decent music, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they don't have to talk to each other.
Right. Yep.
So I did that with my brother for about an hour and a half, and I spent like $5 is all it was. He's got like a rum and coke, which I know it's a beer cade, so I should probably got a beer, but not a huge beer guy.
So as I found out recently.
As we found out on a recent taping of Drunken Lullabies, where I really did about go to sleep. So we left, and then one of my buddies called me and said, hey, we're having this bachelor party. I said, you should come over and hang out with us. I said, okay, where are you at? They said, we're at Elliot's. Now, Elliot's is like a grade D strip club in the Peoria area.
Grade D.
Uh-oh.
I don't mean double D's.
They don't even call themselves a gentleman's club. It's just like
they know
a
they're
guy's
not gentlemen.
Place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right next to a barbecue or a Mexican place.
Yeah,
right. And it's
big
one floor.
It says Chi-Chi's on it.
It's one floor. There's no basement or upstairs. And you walk in, you feel like you somehow already went downstairs because you feel like you're in a basement. It's awful. Elliot's is terrible. Just girls hanging out in like old couches. There's like old couches in there, just crappy wood chairs. I feel like they pulled out of a renovated McDonald's. Not great. Not a great place at all. So not great, actually, that I found myself looking over the counter and focusing more on the beer, the bottle caps that they have there than the bottle caps on the ladies.
If they were wearing bottle cap pasties, that probably would have been.
Had my attention.
That might have got your attention.
That kind of. Talking about this, we're going to Tennessee, to Johnson City pretty soon.
Yes.
Actually, this weekend we're leaving, but...
Should we check out a strip club while we're there?
There is a strip club. There's one, and we've already investigated the website.
Yes, we have.
Really? What's it like?
It's called... the strip club is called Fuzzy Holes.
Oh, that's an interesting
name.
It's
probably a good thing I'm not going.
And
then.
If you go to fuzzyholes.com,
you will... Fuzzy Holes?
No.
You will see that this... The reason why I thought this was a good thing to talk about is because he's kind of preparing us because Fuzzy Holes and Elliot's are probably going to be competing for
worst in the Midwest.
So
I was excited about this trip, but now
this is going to be exciting. Believe me, I'm so excited.
Train.
We were talking. I was talking to Michael Sink from Rocky Top Vapor tonight, and let's see here.
Is he a regular?
He's one of the owners.
No, I meant at Fuzzy
Hole. Oh no,
he's but, one of the owners. Of that
yeah. I said we were talking about what we're going to do. I said maybe even hit Fuzzy Hole Saturday night.
Oh God!
And he goes, ha ha. He goes, Brandy and I are down if you guys are. It's $10 cover,
yes.
And the girls wear two pairs of panties and pasties. If you give them enough money, you can see their under panties.
I just want a girl to put her boobies in my eye sockets. It's right in That's my gonna eye happen. Sockets.
So we are looking forward to that. And
that's what we all want.
I figure it's worth the $10 to get in, which you'll get in for free because you're a woman.
Oh, nice.
What's happening down there in Johnson
it's
City?
It's fall. It's chilly.
You know what's funny is my sister lives about 30 minutes from Johnson City, and I was going to tell him, like, oh, this is where we're at. Like, come hang out with us. And I'm definitely going to tell her and her husband and their two little kids to come to the Fuzzy Hole.
Well, they can come
and they can hang out with us there.
They can come to RockyTopVapor.com.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they'll go there. But it would be funny.
Why don't you like Fuzzy Hole? Are you more of a clean-shaven hole guy?
No, I've never been to a strip club. We've talked about that on the show. So, and I'm at this point where I almost feel like I should just keep that streak going.
Yeah,
you mean that guy who's never been to a strip club?
Yeah, and I'm not gonna waste it on the Fuzzy Hole.
Oh, you're lost, pal. We're gonna come back with the greatest stories of all time.
Go.
She had a peg leg.
Right, exactly.
I really just hope it's not one of those strip clubs where they're like into hurting people.
Oh,
for, like, their pleasure.
Oh my.
Maybe that's just not. That's what. No, I'm.
I don't think
no,
they'd be
I'm
called
not
the
even
Fuzzy Hole.
You.
They'd be called like the blistered hole.
The one strip club that I went to, they just wanted to like wail on men. They brought them on stage and hit them with their belts and put their head over their shirt so they couldn't.
We're not going to put ourselves
they
in
got
that
daddy
kind of.
Issues.
Okay.
So we look forward to spending time with them. Audio Fog is also releasing a new flavor.
What is it?
I can't tell you yet. It's top secret. It hasn't been released yet. So
God.
Hopefully we're
going to. I hope it doesn't feel great when I pee, and that's what it's about. Who's the sassiest company on Twitter? Why, IHOP, of course. Starting October 22nd, 2014, with the words pancakes on fleek, IHOP decided to be an all-out trend master.
Pancake on what?
Pancakes on fleek.
I don't know what that
What's
is.
What's a fleek?
Yeah, fleek is like real cool.
I thought only eyebrows could be on fleek.
Oh, anything.
My daughter will tell you only eyebrows could be on
fleek.
Is that
fleek, supposed to be like on point?
Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so pancakes on point.
That? Pancakes on fleek.
I have never heard this. Have you heard that slang before?
Well, that's because IHOP.
You have a young daughter. She has.
I hip.
You haven't heard.
Your hip.
Fleek?
No, that's what they are. They should be called I hip instead of I hop.
Oh, bum.
It's pretty funny.
But
add that to your.
It all went too far. It all went too far when they said flat, but has a great personality, in which the Twitter universe blew up.
Flat, but has a great personality.
Actually,
that cake is the antithesis of that joke.
What?
This is a bountiful bosom on that cake.
That is very bountiful
bosom.
They
wouldn't say that about that cake.
Not at all. But Twitter blew up.
Of course,
lots of responses like, oh, maybe you shouldn't have said that. And other equally anticlimactic things.
People
get really upset about pancakes, man.
Hey, they get pancakes and cakes. You put cake on Facebook. I think it's a good idea. I think it's funny. It's the hip
this
crowd.
This did work really well.
I bet you they had them lined up to eat some
pancakes.
Pancakes
flat,
on the on
flat
the,
jacks
on the,
flat
on, the on the tip.
Oh yeah,
so you're saying?
On the tip is on the tip. That's funny.
I'm down with the lingo.
A previous tweet of theirs is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my fork down, flip it, and reverse it.
That's great. I think it's great. Why are people are complaining about...
I have a problem with that.
They were only complaining about the flat, but has a great personality.
I
think they got to accept Twitter for the badass that it is.
Right.
IHOP for the badass that it is.
The people that are on Twitter, that are using Twitter, are not going to be... I mean, it's not 50, 60-year-old people. They're going to, are like a bunch of... I don't know. That's stupid.
Bunch of losers is what.
Right.
It is.
I mean, it's a hip. It's a hip social media. It's like, hey,
But the PC police are like,
who?
They're on fleek anymore.
Fuck the
PC police.
Fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Fuck them.
And with that,
fuck,
Florida couple wants sex before imprisonment.
Hell yeah.
Boom. Not
with
just
each
Florida
other.
Man, not just Florida woman. Florida couple.
It's always,
yeah, with each other.
It's always Florida. It's always Florida. It's yep. always going to be
It's the
Florida.
Armpit of America.
Mm-hmm.
Everything settles
It's a little
in
bit
there.
Sweaty.
Yep.
And very hot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Continue.
Stank. What the guy, who's going to prison? Both of them?
Well, Ryan, you don't care, and Lisa, I don't remember, refused to give up to police until they could knock boots a final time.
So they're not married with those last names.
No,
then.
Right? Not
well,
with those last names.
So are they in a standoff with the police?
Here's
and are
the
like,
setting.
Hey, time out.
I didn't write this down, but they were in a trailer, and there was five people in there at first, and then they let the other three go. This was a 6-hour standoff, and then after those three people had left, they said, "We will not come out until we are given time to have sex."
Booty, booty, booty.
And they were wanted for armed robbery.
Well, they had people kidnapped in there?
Well, they had, like, yeah, they, like, yeah, they did kidnap people in there. And then once they confirmed that there was enough people, I'm pretty sure that they came in, like, right when they were doing it.
I've heard of breakup sex being very good and, like, revenge sex and you know, all these different, I don't know about standoff sex. what do you think? Like, where does that register?
Right?
I think in the heat of it, it's the intensity, all the endorphins.
Do you have to keep your hands raised the entire time
you're
doing
it? Well, that's what it is. It's a new position. You know how they have the Eiffel Tower, the Harry Houdini. Now they have the standoff.
What's just the no hands? Just
is the Harry Houdini at the fuzzy hole?
No. Have you ever heard of the Harry Houdini?
No.
All right. So
is that where, like, no one's inside you and suddenly someone is?
No. So it's like
rape.
You
punch her in the stomach and she dies 2 days later?
You dunk her in water upside down. No. It's where you're hitting your young lady friend from the behind and your buddy's in the closet, right? You pull out, you switch, you go around the outside of the house, knock on the window and wave to her.
I watched some fucked up porn like that.
Abracadabra.
You did?
Yeah, I watched some weird-ass porn of people doing shit like that. And I was, like, very conflicted. Like, is this just pre-taped? Is this okay? I don't think this is okay. Yeah.
She was saying that? Or
I
you
had
were,
to, well, oh. I had to stop diddling because yeah, I wasn't okay with it anymore.
Don't diddle.
Can you imagine being in the throes of passion and then, like, being completely confused by what's happening? Like,
wait,
that's
what?
Quite, that's quite
Wait
of a
minute.
That's quite a shift of emotion.
When you
isn't
get
it?
To a certain age, I think it's going to be like that every time you do it.
Yeah.
Well,
where am I?
What's
who
our
are you?
I don't remember our safe word.
Oh, no.
Who's in me?
We talked about that lady who, like, had her eye, like, blindfolded, ended up being, like, her friend, like, was fucking her.
But
yeah.
her friend wasn't nailing her and looking at her through a window, too.
Do you have a safe word?
Do I have a safe word? I don't need a safe word.
You don't.
I was like, stop that.
Stop that.
That's it.
Stop that.
Stop that.
Stop
that tone.
Yeah.
And then I do like a little slap, like a little.
Like a good game, sport.
Yeah.
Oh.
You take off your glove and smack him in the face with it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So Florida. Hey.
Florida couple. That's all I got.
Yeah, I like it.
I wish someday I could have standoff sex.
I wish I could just have sex someday.
Oh, no.
It'll come. And maybe you'll come.
Oh, I will.
I get it.
It's not me I'm worried about.
It's nothing like armpit of America standoff sex to make me think of Devil's Run by Angry Johnny and the Killbillies.
A brand new day, a brand new IBWIP, a brand new reason to stay in bed.
He was due at 7:30, but he never made it home. She stayed up all night long, staring at that telephone. The sun's already rising when she finally gets the call. His rig went off the edge at Devil's Run. Devil's Run, Devil's Run, skid marks.
children ask a widow mama, where's daddy gone? Say never made it back from Devil's Run. Devil's Run, Devil's Run. Skid marks tell story upon highway through. Devil's Run, Devil's Run. Say a prayer before you head down Devil's Run. Devil's Run.
Thanks, Angry Johnny, and also the Killbillies. You're the first of two songs we'll be playing tonight. Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns When IP at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake@ibwip.com or on Facebook, Twitter, or our Instagram pages. And don't forget to rate the show and subscribe in iTunes or your podcast app of choice. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
The website won't be ready till December 1st.
I'm sorry. I should make a note of that.
That's okay.
December 1st.
You can go there and laugh at our progress throughout, though.
Actually, you could go there right now and you could donate to the GoFundMe page. We are doing a GoFundMe for Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Podcast Network. We're trying to raise money so we can get some more recording equipment and we can pay the web designer and for all the server space. Mm-hmm. We're expecting to have large amounts of people checking out the show, so we're expecting large amounts of server bills.
Yep.
Which is a good problem to have. So go ahead and go over to fcfnetwork.com, and there is a link to our GoFundMe page. We are going to be doing it till November 15th. And so we really need to meet our goal. And most importantly, 20% of all the money that we have donated to us, we are going to donate. I'm getting ready for Tennessee.
Donate.
I'm getting ready for Tennessee.
Oh, no.
Hey, Fuzzy Hall, I like you. No, we're going to donate 20% to the Children's Hospital.
Fuzzy Hole, Children's Hospital.
Same sentence.
I want to issue a challenge.
Okay.
I want some of our listeners to surpass my girlfriend and I as the top donors. I want to see some big donations and
some big hairy donations.
Yeah.
No,
and blow that total up.
Yes. I don't want, I'm already biting my nails. I had to have Heather walk me off a ledge the other day because I was all worried about this thing. Because I want us to meet our goal. Yeah. I want to be able to donate a good amount of money.
And if you can't, just throw us $5.
Yeah,
and we're 25% after 1 week. We're 25% done.
It's an extra value meal.
And there are some opportunities. We're actually gonna put some stuff up on our trip. We're gonna put a video up of us, you know, on our way there.
Oh,
on the way there,
we're gonna put lots of videos up.
And so, but there are going to be some opportunities. The level four, we might even entice the level four people more. We worked with a lot of companies over the years, and we're going to entice them and maybe make some more ad space, maybe make longer time. So just to get some of those big chunks. But no, if you can only donate $5 or $6, believe me,
every bit helps.
Every little bit will help.
Keep those numbers going skyward.
So the GoFundMe, just check out fcfnetwork.com. Or you can check out our Instagram page. The link to it is in the bio there. Help us out if you would.
At Fakakta Funhouse is our Instagram.
We're going to be up and running early December, right? December 1st.
We're hoping to, yes.
6 different shows. Bam. If you donate $20, think of all the shows you get for that.
Yeah.
They're all going to be free anyway. Just help us get
there. Every week, 6 shows.
We have the song Inside and Out, which is the podcast that I do where I interview artists about specific songs. We recently released number 12, which has Rachel Brooke, and it's now available. She talks about her song Death Watch Blues that she is from the Bad Omen CD with her and Lonesome Wyatt. And we've had Rachel on IBWIP tons of times. She's a fun interview. She's a fun lady. So check that out. And then on October 27th, we are releasing Lester Raw. Lester Raw is back in the house. He's the front man for the Pine Box Boys. He Lonesome Lester Rawl and his Graveyard Quartet. He's one of our biggest supporters, like, ever, and he's always been there. And he talks about us. It was funny. I talked to him about being on the show. He called me. He texted me or messaged me on Facebook. He said, "Call me," and I go, "This is Blake. Is that who you?" He's like, "Yeah, call me." I was like, "Okay." And I looked over at Molly. I'm like, "Lester Rawl just told me to call him." She goes, "Well, then get in the kitchen and call him." So I called him, and we talked for a little bit, and we set us up this interview. And he, I haven't figured out which is the best way, is to ask the artist which song they want to talk about, or I pick. Right. And most artists are like, "Hey, you pick one," you know? So,
because it's like choosing their favorite kid.
Right, exactly. And exactly. Funny you should say that. Because he said, "Well, why don't you think of 4 or 5 of them and send me, you know, the list, and we'll decide that."
Yeah.
I don't follow directions very well. So mm-hmm. I just sent him one. And it is Pardon Me, Ginger. It's he says that they play it in their set a lot, but it's not one of their most well-known ones. But we talked at length about we talked about the Pine Box Boys, talk about songwriting, we talk about dogs, and we talk about how my kids love the Pine Box Boys. And we were cutting pumpkins and the other night. And every year, the boys, they each get a pumpkin, and we blare the Pine Box Boys as we carve these pumpkins. So I took a video of it and posted it, and Lester was like, "I love this. This makes me happy." But he refers to all his songs as his, you know, his kids.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was like, "Is this one okay?" He's like, "That's an interesting choice." And I was like, "Are you sure it's fine?" He's like, "I'd be happy to talk about any of my children."
And maybe Pardon Me, Ginger is the literal redheaded stepchild.
Right, right. So check out the song Inside and Out on iTunes. You can check it out at IBWIP.com. And soon it will be on Fakakta Comedy Funhouse as well. If you have an artist that you want to hear us interview, send us an email at thesonginsideandout@yahoo.com. And finally, we've been talking a little bit about it. We're going to Tennessee to Johnson City.
Tennessee.
And what are we going to have at Rocky Top?
A rockin' lockin' with Rocky Top Vapor and Classy Vapor.
Rocky Top, yes. Tennessee.
Hopefully we don't fly into any mountains.
Is that a thing that could happen?
I think
are
so.
We flying?
No.
I didn't plan enough
We've
money
chartered
for that.
An IBWIP plane.
No, Big E, Heather, Jason, and myself, we're going to drive down on a Friday night, 10 hours.
Like maniacs.
So fun.
We're going to record 2 shows and then spend the night, and then we're going to drive back 10 hours.
We're going to record 2 shows?
2 shows.
We can do it. We can do it.
I didn't know
And
that.
Classy Vape Company is also going to join us. And so
it's confirmed now.
Yes, confirmed. So don't forget, hey, go to ShockerEliquid.com or RockyTopVapor.com. Order some stuff. Their juice lines, Audio Fog. They have a new flavor coming out. We can't tell you what it is yet.
Oh, tell me.
I just can't tell you. I don't know the name of it, but I know the flavor.
Oh, man. Taint Hole Punch.
Pretty close. No. So they're excited about us being down there. They're going to take us to the strip club. We're going to have a good time. So
are they going to premiere it when we're there?
The flavor? The strip club.
They're going to what?
They're going to premiere the flavor when we're there?
I think they're going to. It's launching, I think, this week. Or,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're going to be some of the
grand opening.
Yeah. And I heard they're going to promote us being there as well.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Good.
So more pressure for us to actually not fuck up. Use promo code IBWIP.com for 20% off either one of those websites. And get your wick wet, basically.
Wait. you joke about where he at when you need a motherfucker. He's on his way. Devil is on his way. Devil is on his way. Devil is on his way, motherfucker. Well, the devil gonna make you pay. Fall to your knee. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knee. Devil gonna make you pay. Fall to your knee. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knees, motherfucker. Well, the devil gonna make you pay. Motherfucker is on his way. Shit, a self-righteous motherfucker, that's it. Always looking down his nose, preaching like he knows, avoiding any kind of truth that exists. Motherfucker got around character, deceiving shit, like an apprentice of the devil himself. Time I draw near for him to go in fear. He got tuition coming up in arrears. Motherfucker devil on his way, gonna make you pay. You be getting to your knees and pray. Yeah, you joke about where he at when you need a motherfucker, he's on his way. Devil is on his way. Devil is on his way. Devil is on his way. Motherfucker, all the devil wanna make you pay. Fall to your knees. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knees. Devil gonna make you pay. Fall to your knees. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knees, motherfucker, cause the devil gonna make you pay. Motherfucker is on his way.
Was Devil Is On His Way by Joe Buck Yourself.
Joe Buck Yourself. Hey, Dustin, got a little I got a little intro for you.
Okay.
I'm taking what they're giving cuz I'm working for a living. This is the segment called Tales from Retails, and this is where Dustin,
yep,
the proprietor?
Manager?
Manager?
Sandwich artist?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know.
He has stories of all the nice, kind customers he comes in contact with. What do you have for us this evening?
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes not all my customers are the most hygienic or clean.
At a record store?
I know.
Mind blown.
You'd be surprised. It's a regular occasion where somebody will come in and funk up the smell of the store, which, you know, most people come in and they're like, oh, what is it? What is this smell? And it's just all the incense that we have open in all the jars. And occasionally there will be somebody that comes in and completely overtakes that.
Like farts or just natural body
just
odor?
Natural body
musk.
And what I will have to do is wait for them to leave, light a stick of incense, and walk laps around the store to air it out.
Part of the job, my man.
Sometimes people will fart. There was a gentleman I was helping once in the back room get something out of the display case, and right before I went back there to help him, he just let one rip. So I walk through the curtain into this cloud of funk. And nothing makes me want to give great customer service than tasting what he had for lunch.
Well, what did he have for lunch, as Blake has been known to ask?
Yeah, it was spicy.
Oh, no.
So,
felt the spice on your tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And, you know, and then they'll leave. And then I have to hurry up and try to air the place out before another customer comes in, because then they think I did it, because I'm sitting in the store by myself.
Right.
And I don't do that. If I have to fart and I'm working by myself, I go to the back of the store into the stock room.
Into the safe?
Yeah. I get inside a safe. Right. I make sure I don't close it all the way, because then I'm locked.
Talk about Houdini.
Yeah. And I make some fart echoes and have some fun, and then I come back out.
Do you think these people are like BO people? Do you think they know? Do you think
they
smell?
Have to? They smell like onions all day.
I have met someone, and they told me that they enjoy the smell of body odor.
When you wear a hockey jersey in 95 degree heat, there's a reason hockey is a winter sport.
Somebody enjoys the smell of body odor.
Someone told me that they enjoy the smell of body odor.
I've heard about like pheromones with your lover.
That's exactly that right.
If you can go camping with your significant other for a week or a weekend or whatever, don't bathe and just like be cooped up and you get sweaty and stuff. And if like you still find each other super desirable after that, and then you know you guys are
at least
you guys know you could never shower together. It means if you're stuck in a bunker because there's a zombie apocalypse, you won't hate each other.
Yeah.
In a week.
Yeah. What are the odds of that happening, you think?
Not too much, but just in case.
The zombie pop-a-clips.
You're right.
You got to be completely sure about these things.
Ugh. Aside from unhygienic people, I get stupid questions all day. I had a gentleman call me up, and he's like, "Do you sell Tool?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we've got their CDs.
Yeah.
You know, which one are you looking for?" And he goes, "Well, I've got a set of sockets and wrenches that I've hardly used, and I didn't know if you'd want to take them off my hands."
Previously owned by Maynard Keenan?
No.
No, okay.
It was just an old guy who, for some reason, thought a record store might want to sell some tools.
Maybe he saw a Tool shirt with a socket on it, and he thought...
Or the most clever little old man ever. He's not going to think I know what tool
I'm going to play practical jokes today.
The guy's a regular. I can attest that that is not the case.
Wow, so he's a regular, like, buys CDs and incense.
He, like,
and
brings
pot.
In Cabbage Patch dolls and tries to sell them, too.
Yeah, he's a trip. But I thought he was... hip for a second, like IHOP, but
hold on a second. If you like Tool, you're hip.
If you're like in your 70s, you are.
I almost made it. Yeah. Shit.
And we've had our fair share of gross stories as well. We had a customer break our toilet once back when we actually let people use our toilet.
Like clog or chip porcelain?
Like clogged, broke the toilet.
Wow.
Yikes. And that. Now we just have everybody do their poop walk to Goodwill and use the bathrooms there.
Have you ever had a...
And there was a poop on the sales floor once, too.
Someone shit on your floor?
I wasn't working.
Can't be true.
Yeah. It may have been from a child. Hey, let's hope.
Fingers crossed.
Hold on. They didn't know who set off the poop. They don't know. They just wandered down the aisle, and he was like, "What?"
They found it after the fact.
Like a set it off like a firework.
You just imagine that person who is pooping in the aisle is like has to have some sort of clear distinguishing.
Yeah, I've seen videos on the internet of like somebody taking a dump in an aisle at a convenience store. Like they just drop trow, and I'm hoping this was just a kid with a loose diaper and something fell out of it.
Oh,
but
man.
Either way. Should not be fecal matter on the sales floor.
Right.
That's bad for business.
Have you ever had a couple become intimate in your store?
No.
It's a tiny store.
That'd
be hard.
I've actually never even become intimate in my own store.
How about with yourself?
No, not even then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you guys become intimate with someone else if you had a store?
Yes.
Well, I'm not saying it wouldn't happen. It just hasn't ever happened.
If there's a certain listener to this podcast, you might want to make this guy's dream come true.
But Yeah, I mean, I do work a lot of open to close shifts, and yeah. those last couple hours are pretty slow.
Pretty slow, if you know what I'm saying.
He's looking right at me. I'll be there, Dustin. Wink.
Well, Dustin, thank you for the fecal matter.
Oh,
do you have any more?
Well, if no, I can save them for another
okay.
time.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for making us talk about poop.
Yep, you're welcome. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
All right, folks, live via satellite, we have our next guest. Let's bring in his intro music, otherwise he gets very angry.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
That's right, folks. It's time for the one and only Terry's Top Rope Travels. Terry, can you hear us?
Hey there, Mean Gene. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's Blake. You always get that wrong, but go ahead.
You want to know something, Mean Gene?
Mean Gene's cute, though.
Mean Gene used to sell hot dogs.
No, not so cute.
Terry's heading down to the Apple Festival in beautiful Peddler's Village, just north of USA, 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 Route 202 in the great state of Pennsylvania. There you'll find scrumptious apple treats including country apple butter, apple cider, apple fritters, Tilt-A-Whirl slams, and everyone's favorite, apples dipped in caramel. Take home a bushel fresh from the orchard. Juried artisans sell their wares and demonstrate their skills at the Street Road Green Artisan Area. Live entertainment and apple pie eating contests add to the festivities of this traditional autumn celebration, brother.
Now, Hulk, I'm sorry to interrupt, but a colleague of yours, Rowdy Piper, recently passed away. Do you have any comments on that?
February 18th, 1985, New York City, Madison Square Garden. The war to settle the score, Rowdy Roddy Piper and Cowboy Bob Orton versus Mr. T and the Hulkster. Piper took Mr. T to task during the exchange, and then Paul Orndorff showed up and attacked me from behind like the coward he is. Piper then took a beating about the face with a steel chair, but it wasn't long before they were disqualified, and Mr. and T had our hands held raised above our heads. New this year to the festival, reserve your delicious Peddler's Village pies and pick them up at the festival. Their apple pies sell out quickly at the event, so make sure you have your Peddler's Village pie to enjoy at home. Order by Wednesday, November 4th, and receive 20% off of the pies. Pies are regularly $15 at the festival. Purchase now for 12 each, and pick it up at your convenience on either Saturday, November 7th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or Sunday, November 8th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., brother.
Now, another quick sidebar, Hulk. Hall of Famer Superfly Jimmy Snuka recently was charged with murder in a 30-year-old case. Do you remember when all this first came about in the 80s?
May 5th, 1985, Boston, Massachusetts, the Boston Garden. Jimmy Snuka and the Hulkster versus Cowboy Bob Orton and Don Morocco. It was chaos before the bell even rang with Snuka and me. And I'm sorry.
It's okay, Hulk.
I get emotional when I think about Jimmy Snuka.
Cute laugh.
Ha ha ha. It was chaos before the bell even rang with Snuka and myself giving those boys the beating of a lifetime. A series of arm drags from Snuka left Don Morocco incapacitated. And then, back at it, Cowboy Bob Orndorff shows up with a cast on his right arm and blasts the Hulkster in the back of the head, causing an immediate disqualification. I give the festival at Peddler's Village 4 cruiserweight belts. What you gonna do, brother, when the Apple Festival runs wild on you? Right. USA!
USA! USA! Thank you, Terry!
What about me, the ghost of the American dream, Dusty Rhodes? No mention of me. You know I want to eat some apples.
We had him on recently, didn't we?
That's his ghost.
Yeah, that was the ghost.
He came with the correct answer,
ghost. We summoned him during our seance. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Well, you know you're talking about Rowdy Roddy Piper. You can't have an episode where you talk about recently deceased wrestlers and you don't mention me, the American Dream.
Well, I feel like we should apologize to him.
I feel like he should catch up to other episodes. Oh. All right, so we have a new little bit here we're going to try. And, oh, God, everybody's going to hate me. Don't open yet.
Okay.
I got to play the theme song.
All right. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, all my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box?
They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my
All right, folks, freestyling and profiling is our new bit here. And as you can tell by our good friend Eminem, who I played it for under 13 seconds so he cannot sue me.
That's pretty good. Is he known to sue people?
I don't know. I just worry about it. Dr. Dre and him are hardcore
He'd
gangsters.
He'd probably sue you over his mom's spaghetti.
Ah, yes, that's good. Thanks. That was really good. So good that I'm going to let you go first.
Oh.
You always make me go first.
You earned it.
All right, so I have given everyone a slip of paper. Go ahead and open it. And these are the subjects that you will be freestyle rapping about. I have beats for each one of you. We'll let you feel the groove. And then when you're ready, go ahead and start. And then we will judge on length of the rap. Just your freestyling ability, okay?
What about handsomeness?
I will give points for handsomeness.
Proximity to birthday?
Maybe. We don't know yet. All right, so Heather, if you don't want to go first, we can make Jason go first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
Jason.
What?
Yeah, Jason goes
he
first.
He might get the sickest beat.
Jason.
Watch him get the sickest beat.
Right,
now.
You can pick one of three beats. One, two, or three.
Hit me with the ones and twos, baby.
Okay, the one is the old school rap beat.
Oh,
so,
perfect.
Like I said, you can take a couple seconds to get in your groove before you start. But
what's the subject matter?
What is the subject matter?
The subject matter is broken hearts.
Okay, here we go. Old school rap by hashtag rename Jason on his birthday about broken hearts.
Yo yo.
NNNNM beats.
Do I need to worry about that popping up again?
No.
Yo. Yo, I'm walking down the street and I'm feeling the groove. I love my girl. She's the whole world to me. I get her on the phone. I said, baby, what's up? She said, nothing, boy, but you're out of luck. I don't love you. I'm moving on, you see. You got a broken heart. You better go climb a tree. You're gonna get a girl different than me. I think I might be out of time. See what I mean?
Very good. I mean, that's very good.
IBWIP.
Oh, man. If only.
Very good.
Shameless plug.
All right.
That's like the mixtape. They just shout that out in the middle of every song.
Right.
IBWIP.
That was the old school rap groove.
I love old school rap.
And you know what? I think you picked what was perfect for you. Dustin.
Yeah.
What are you going to rap about tonight?
AIDS.
Okay. Now... you can pick number two or three.
Oh, jeez.
It's not a Doors rap. It's actual rap.
Okay, I'll go with number two based on my previous story.
Number two.
It's the shit.
It's called the simple rap beat.
Okay.
All right. So, of course, take a couple seconds, right. Get in the groove, and you're going to be... This is the voice, Dustin, rapping about AIDS.
What? No, really, what? Because I'm waiting for the beat to drop. You feel me? Hope you don't want to feel up on these AIDS. I'm not talking teacher's helper. I'm talking about the disease you get when you don't wrap up your scepter. Magic Johnson's got it, but I don't. I've already started making myself laugh. Which is not good, because I totally lost my next two lines.
You can save it. All right. And hit it.
Wrap that shit up like some bacon. Pigs in a blanket. I can't rap. I can do It Burns When I Sing.
You had so much potential.
I did.
You had some good moments there.
I did.
Oh, I was feeling the groove there for a second. Wow, that's...
When you make yourself laugh at your own freestyle, that's not a good...
That's
that
where
just
I,
ruins it.
That's where I would have the trouble. Yeah.
That's how Eminem started, though, too. So you're okay. You're on the right track.
All right. Heather.
All right. I'm going to rap about Bernie Sanders.
I set that up perfectly.
Weird.
I love Bernie Sanders.
That's one of the side effects of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
You get
Bernie
a burning Sanders.
Right.
You got AIDS. Bernie Sanders.
I try to make it as... This game is comfortable and as easy for you to succeed in as possible.
Oh, I like that.
All right.
I like the idea that you applied that to the other two, though. Like, Dustin's like, you're like, I'm going to make it as comfortable
He's
going to
give me
AIDS.
What is Dustin comfortable with?
No, I just meant you.
I know.
That's why. Okay.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, you don't get to pick your beat, though.
Okay.
All right, this is the hardest gangster beat.
What?
All right, so take your time. Appropriate. Take a breath and just feel the groove as it drops. Hey, they're free. Give me a break.
Democrat, he's where the Congress is at. He's got the biggest white hair that you ever had. No, he's Bernie Sanders, the only man with more percent than someone else with more percents. Like milk? Yeah. Bernie, his hair is white like milk. He looks so cute when he's looking at his wife Jill. Smiles, so big, looking like a old wig. But it's not. It's just his. I don't. This is what would rhyme.
Talking motherfucking Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like that.
It's Bernie when I pee.
Oh. I like that.
All right. So of the three, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to give it to Jason. He kept it going.
He did a good job.
Very good.
Good kept rhyme, it going.
Thanks,
Jason.
Everybody. Happy birthday.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I do have one more beat. Available
for you.
I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try. But you guys have to give me something.
We have to pick a topic.
Yeah.
Fuzzy hole.
Yep.
Grandma's?
It could be nothing.
No.
Else.
Fuzzy hole. Grandma's will turn into awful.
All right. I don't know. I've never tried this before. So.
Yeah, neither had I.
Would a grandma rap be just like a whisper rap, though?
Yeah.
It's a new Jaworth's original right here in my twat. Oh, jeez.
You can lick it, unwrap it with your teeth, whatnot.
Okay.
You want a tater tot?
He's going to use it.
All right. Well, I'm doing fuzzy holes,
fuzzy
right?
Hole.
The fuzzy hole.
All right. That's kind of it.
Turn it up in my headphones.
Yeah. I need some more beat. Now everybody knows there's something I like. It's a fuzzy hole late at night. Don't you shave that pussy of yours. I'm gonna tear it up. Open them doors. Flaps. All bushy and curly.
Oh, you lost it.
My part is I started laughing.
Throw it to Dustin.
Okay, let's just.
We're gonna do a.
We're a
super group.
I'll try to do it again and we'll go, okay?
All right. Do we all wrap around the fuzzy hole?
Yeah, we're all gonna go around and wrap. But you get a point to the person, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Fuzzy hole. Fuzzy hole.
Now, baby, I see that razor in your hand, but I'm gonna make you think I'm a real man. Don't shave that pussy of yours. I like the fuzzy hole. Yours.
Not mine. Unless it's your fuzzy hole on my face. I got two beards now. How you like it? Up in that shit.
Meow.
I can barely find the clit.
Johnsonville, Tennessee. That's where we are gonna be. Fuzzy hole is what we see. Titties in their faces, see? Got two panties on. Not one, not three, but two we gotta work through. Two we gonna get to. Two we gonna get it off. Two we gonna set it off!
Whoa. We're gonna go to the fuzzy hole. It's not an average water hole, much more grassy. Is that right neck, not your...
Not that ass ain't classy.
There you go.
Ain't classy.
I got $10 to get in. I'm going to pay you another 11 to stick it in.
You got two panties because your cooter's cold. Don't worry, baby. I'll warm you up with something to hold.
Now
my drink.
Drink. Cost $11. It's a fuzzy hole made with scotch and schnapps in your holes.
Going to Rocky Top, they're going to take us to the hole. We take them back and forth, then they take us once again. Going to the hole, we spending lots of dough. See them titties, Mo, flopping on the floor.
Oh, yeah, Michael to my left, Brady to my right. You guys got a couple bucks, I want to spend the night with this fuzzy hole up in the club. I want to take her back to the the hotel.
Double tree.
Double take it back to the double trees.
With some double D's.
So Big E can score a little. Get out of the way. Hairy pussy all night and all day.
Pussy to the left, damn punting on the right. We see him fuzzy punting all night.
Wow.
We should take this down there and make them play while the girls dance.
Anybody else? We still got 30 seconds to the. I got a minute and 15 seconds left of this beat.
Ooh.
You want to try a group one on a different beat?
If we'd had more time, we could have done a Beastie Boys thing where we alternate words, but that'd be really hard to do on the fly.
Everyone says the last word together.
Yeah,
right. Let's try to do one of these other beats. Let's do the old school.
You guys are all much better at this.
Oh, I'm not.
What is the what's the topic?
Jason's birthday.
Oh boy.
Who?
Are you 33? 4.
We're the same age now.
4.
I'll be 4. Yeah. 34. 33. You're way off. I'll be 4. Is this a new beat altogether?
Sounds like Sublime.
Well, is that first one?
Yeah.
Is the old school beat?
Loving is what I got. Said the fuzzy hole.
All right, so we're doing Jason. Who wants to start? Anybody? Do I have to start?
I'll start.
Okay. All right.
My name is Jason C. I'm here at IBWIP. And welcome to me on my birthday. Saying, hey, buddy, you're getting a little older. You're acting like a grumpy asshole. Look over your shoulder. It's Molly and Eli. They're eating eyeball cake. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's take a break. Cut the cake up into 8 equal slices. Each one tastes a little bit nicer than the last one that you had before. Eat that fondue. It's not bad, you see. Eat it up. It's got a couple nipples on it.
I always go one verse too far, I think.
He's got a birthday hat and a cap with a strap that's going to snap on his neck. But, shit. Hey, Blake, what you staring at me for? Why don't you get on the floor with Jason's cake? Yeah, I've lost it.
Now, you see, more. A man to my left is Jason on the mic, and he can't write a joke to save his... hold on, that was bad.
Oh, my heart.
I gotta restart. 33 or 34? What is it? 34? He's like... He's 34. You know what that means. No bank account. No vagina to be... Fuck it, I can't do it.
Wow.
You said everything on your used all the stuff we talked about.
You did. You culminated everything on the one birthday wrap.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to see more boobs on this cake than we are at Fuzzy Hole, based on the description from the guys.
Yeah, because they're going
to be 1 1/8 boob.
Boy.
What's that, 1 1/8 boob?
1 1/8 boob left.
Very good. Hey, what did you guys think of
I don't know if I would say that was very, very good.
What do you guys think of that? I thought it was awesome. I love rap battle now.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap god. All my people from
you know
the
what?
Back, no.
Practice makes perfect.
Yep.
So we have to keep doing it.
Jason's really good. Dustin's really good.
I don't know if I'd go that
I'm not really good. But for
me to rap like I'm not very good.
Me either. I'm going to go home and practice.
I know.
And I'm going to come back here.
So, Michael and Brandy at Rocky Top Vapor, hope you guys are ready for a good time.
You guys can freestyle the whole drive down.
Oh, we can...
10 hours of freestyling?
Hey, I got a 64-gig phone now. We can just do it all night long.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
All right. I got a release schedule. All right, episode 219. A double baby stroller.
Very good episode.
I thought I told you.
Is now available. And episode 220... Booyah!
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 Is also available. And episode 222, our next episode, inevitably titled The Fetus Between Us, will be available on Friday, October 30th. And of course, Saturday, October 24th, is National Bologna Day. Not many words are both the name of a famed Italian city and a slimy sliced deli meat version of the hot dog. Kudos. I always say bologna, but would you prefer me? I say bologna.
Bologna. Like Jabba the Hutt would say it.
Yeah. Oh, Jabba. Oh, dee.
All right. Also, Wednesday.
What is that voice? Is that your Wilford Brimley voice?
It's like after he's like been choked with his own vomit.
Yes. Okay, Wilford. Wednesday, October 28th is Plush Animal Lovers Day. I've heard of this. I know what this means. You people are sick. You dress up in mascot costumes and have dirty, filthy sex. Mm. I'd love to know where you weirdos meet. I'd come down there, get dressed up, and fuck the whole lot of you.
Would you ever dress up and have sex?
Yeah.
Not in a mascot outfit.
You've heard of that, though.
The fuzzy
plushies.
Yeah.
Plushies.
There was a CSI furries, episode furries, about it.
Would you
furries.
Do it?
Furries. Furries. Plushies like to hump stuffed animals.
I would do it. I just wouldn't do it with like a whole group of people unless I knew all of them otherwise, because like I don't know how they keep their costumes, but like I would need a certain cleanliness.
Now, do you want it to be somebody you don't know who it is, or do you?
No, I want to know who the person is in the full panel.
But you'd wear the full like mask.
Why not for a night? You can.
That's weird.
You strike out 100% of the times that you don't even play.
Is that Michael Jordan?
That's the Cubs.
Okay. Okay. Yikes.
Hey-o.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. For if you do, you will be granted one wish by our resident genie, Big E. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, that very same resident genie will sit on you. Forever.
Folks, thank you very much for tuning in tonight. I happy birthday to Jason.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed.
Happy birthday.
Enjoyed.
It's your birthday.
I hope you enjoyed your festivities.
You came out of a vagina on this day.
What did you even do on your birthday?
What did I do, or what do I do?
Is it your birthday today?
What is today?
Today's the 23rd.
Of course it is.
Today's the 19th.
It's the 23rd.
It's the 27th is your birthday.
My birthday is the 27th, so it hasn't happened yet.
So are we going to be on the road on that day?
No, we're going to leave today, the 23rd.
23rd.
Today.
Oh, right.
Today.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We're leaving today.
And then we'll be there the 24th and be back the 25th.
Yeah. Shit, so. I didn't realize what today was.
But
all
we can
right.
still tell the strippers my birthday is.
Oh, yeah. We're going to definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean. Definitely.
I want something horrible about? To happen to me.
So, Jason, thank you very much, as always.
Thank you very much. Don't thank me. Look what you did for me. Thank you very much.
I didn't do this. We all did this.
Well, thank everyone else besides you.
Okay. Heather, thank you again.
You're welcome.
I always enjoy having you on the show. You walked in, you gave me a high five, you were ready to hit it, and I like that enthusiasm, and you bring a lot to the show, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Not a rapper, but I do get enthusiastic about it all.
Right. Well, that was the first time we did that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give a heads up next time.
Hours of practice.
Yeah, just from now on, just listen to Eminem and Dirty Old Bastard.
I'm going to listen to that beat over and over again and just narrate my whole life when I'm in the car by myself.
You know what you should do going forward, as much journals as you write? Just write all of your journals in rhyming scheme.
And there so we
just
go.
Just write from your journal next time.
That makes sense to me. Dustin, you've been doing a lot of podcasting lately. You're getting prepared for December 1st.
Getting shit ready.
You've had bands?
Yeah. I've had beers with band members and friends. Jason got involved.
Jason got...
He got fucking wasted.
I've never been drunk off beer. I usually drink hard liquor because I can
he
cut
was
it with soda.
Smashed.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
It was
people
fun.
People are going to definitely dig it.
Yeah, I hope everybody that listens to this show will check us out and, you know, give
if we
us
don't,
a shot.
If they don't, we'll punch them in the face.
Or the taint.
Or a Big E sit on them.
Do you want to read an excerpt?
From my present from Heather?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Strand's Moments to Give, Moments for Friends. I would like to read an excerpt if this
okay. Okay.
Sure. Hold on. Let's do this underneath it.
Okay.
Let's put this underneath
birds.
It.
Oh.
The skipper of that small ship had seen the same thing that we had seen from our bridge. The enemy torpedo out of that Nazi wolf pack of subs headed straight for the middle of our ship. Wow. Powerful stuff.
Damn.
Happy birthday, buddy.
And with that... I can't think of one other kitchen in the entire world that I'd rather be podcasting in. Except maybe mine, because then I could just go to the next room when the show was over and go to sleep. Also, I have cake there.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's funny, because you have cake here.
I know, it's ill-timed. Ill-timed mystery tag.
It's like you didn't even know already.
It's true.
Were you surprised?
I was surprised at the level of bottle caps and... Top Ramen that were presented, as well as this book. What's the story on this book?
Well, I was at the store and I just looked at it and said, you know what?
Sometimes the shortest stories are the best ones.
That's it. That's all.
Shortest story.
Actually,
has been pulled for you.
The even shorter story is that Blake said that I got it and I didn't, and that he got it.
But that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying to send me a message. There's a lot of God stuff in here, which made me think this is a joke from Heather.
Oh.
But I know about Blake's relationship with Christ, so this makes a lot more sense.
No, what are you talking about? I wouldn't get you anything.
Okay.
Originally, what I wanted to do was get you a thesaurus, but the dollar store didn't have a thesaurus, which is weird because I thought they would.
Hmm.
I got a cool bottle cap.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.